Tefillah for Life, Shir 294, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Ekev. We continue in the Tefillah of Kaddish, and we already asked that the Rabbeinu Shalom's name should become great, should become Kaddish in the world. And everyone answers Amen. And then we continue. Be'olma divira kirusa. In the world that the Rabbeinu Shalom created like his desire. The way the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted this world to be created. Which is a very important concept in and of its own. We have to realize that although it seems as if this world is running rogue, and this happens and that happens, that seems to be opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, we have to realize that this world was created with the Ratzon of Hashem. And every single thing that happens is a representation of the Ratzon of Hashem. Whether we understand it or not. But that's the fact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lose control over this world. Everything that happens, be it good or bad, is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we are saying over here. In the world that the Rabbeinu Shalom created, Kiruse, like the Rabbeinu Shalom's Ratzon, like he desired the world to look, in that world, we are asking that the Rabbeinu Shalom's name should be great and should be Kaddish. So that's the continuation of this tefillah. We begin that the Rabbeinu Shalom's name should be Gadol and Kaddish. And then we answer Amen, and then we continue in the world, Be'alma, Divira Kiruse. In the world that the Rabbeinu Shalom created according to his desire. V'yamlich malchusei. The Rabbeinu Shalom's kingdom should be revealed in this world. A melech is someone that everybody recognizes is a melech. Like Chazal say, ein melech b'loyam. You can't have a malchus, you can't have a kingdom if there's no nation that is following the melech. The Yamlich Malchusei means that the world should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. And again, this is referring to the Yemais HaMashiach. This is referring to La'asid Lavai. And when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus should reign supreme, we don't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is not in charge now. Of course Hashem is in charge. But something is missing in the Malchus. If people don't recognize it, that means it's not a complete malchus. Ein melech b'loyam. And that's what we are davening for. V'yamlich malchusei. His malchus should be complete. His malchus should reign supreme. Everybody should realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. And everything else is nothing. Only Hashem's malchus dictates what goes on in this world.